The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14 in verse 12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now let's flip over to Jude and chapter, or Jude, the book of Jude, verse 10. But these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. I want to try to preach to you this morning about the way. Yeah. Brother Kenneth touched on it this morning, if you listen to the broadcast, where Jesus said, I am the way. Yes. Now, Proverbs tells us there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. And we've come to a day that people have went to the way that seemeth right. We see the church attendance. I was talking to a dear friend of mine yesterday afternoon. He's in a different association than what this church is in, that had their associational meeting. They said the attendance was down. The church, you know, the active churches are going down. Things are looking down. But, you know, but you look around and you see these other things that are blossoming and they're flourishing. But I want to tell you something today. There's not many ways to do this today. There is a way. And Jesus said, I am that way. He said, no man can come to the Father but by me. There's not 1,000 ways to please God. There's one way to please God. He said, without faith, it's impossible for man to please God. And our faith is not in our ability. Our faith is in not our efforts, but our faith is in what Jesus did at Calvary. Amen. Oh, when he cried out, it is finished, that's exactly what he meant. He didn't mince words when he said, Tellestai, paid in full. He paid the full sin debt, and that is the only way men can have a relationship with God, is you're going to have to go to Calvary. Now, in Proverbs, we're talking about there is a way that seemeth right to a man. I believe he's talking about the way of Cain there. And in Jude, it goes on to explain that these men run towards the way of Cain. Now, Cain had some problems with God. Cain had a better way than God. We're living in a day and time where churches have a problem with God. They have problems with the ways of God. They have problems with the Word of God. They've come up with better ways. We've got to be more tolerant. We've got to be more exclusive. But I want to tell you something. When the Bible says there is a way, that leaves no worry. That leaves no variance for tolerance. When he said, I am the truth, there is no room for tolerance. If he is the truth today, if he is the life, there is no tolerance for anything but him today. I'm telling you today, we need to go back and search out the old paths. And when we find them, we need to walk therein. But he said there is a way. And I want to talk to you just a little bit about some of the things in the way of Cain that we see today. We've got to where we'd rather have reason than we have revelation. We'd like to look at this thing, and Cain looked at this thing and said, look, I've got this bountiful harvest. I've got these pretty fruits. I've got these beautiful grains that's come out of the ground. I've got all of these things, and look how I just smell the aroma of those fresh vegetables and those fresh flowers. Look how pretty this thing is. But God determined over in the Garden of Eden, there was one way to approach man, and that was through the blood shed by an innocent victim, and that lamb that was slain, my friend, that gave of its life and its blood. It was the only way that man could get back to God.
problem God had with it, every bit of it come out of the ground. And he said, cursed is the ground. Now I'm going to tell you what God has cursed, you can bundle it up, you can put lipstick on it, you can put perfume on it, but once God has cursed it, it is cursed, it's forever more cursed, it'll never come out from under the curse. This ground, I tell you, I was out bush hogging the other day, and this message come to me. I was out bush hogging in my pasture there, and them cuckabirds going everywhere, cuckabirds everywhere, and I said, I never have talked to a man that said, I've got to go out of my field and plant cuckabirds, and I got to plant ragweed, I got to plant all these things. But my friend, that cursed ground is still fighting man for everything we get out of it. If you got a problem growing grass on something, till it up, plant a few vegetables in it, and the birds will bring the grass in if they have to. But my friend, the way that Jesus, that God established the relationship between him and man, that is still the way. Another problem Cain had, he wanted to substitute beauty for blood. Isn't that what we've done over the house of God? I don't know how you can preach the cross of Calvary and not have a blood scene. I don't see how you preach the cross of Calvary and not see an innocent man hanging on a tree. The sins of the whole world put upon him. My friend, listen, this is a bloody way. It starts out bloody. I'm telling you, if not for the blood, there is no remission of sin. If Jesus' sacrifice wasn't sufficient, mine and your beliefs and faiths in vain. If he did not die and was resurrected, everything we're doing is in vain. Man has a problem with the blood today. Certain organizations have went so far to say we're going to take the blood out of our song books. Well, it's all right. Go ahead and take them out. You took it out of the pulpit a long time ago, so might as well get them out of the song books. My friend, if the blood ain't preached from the pulpit, it don't do no good to sing it from the benches today. Hey, I'm telling you, if you got born into this thing, it's because of what Jesus did at Calvary. Another thing that Cain substituted there was, instead of trusting what Jesus did, trying to please him. Is that not where we're at today? Instead of trusting in the finished work at Calvary, you ask people if they're saved, they'll tell you about their baptism, they'll tell you about all their tithes and offerings, they'll tell you about all they're doing for the homeless, all the storm relief they're giving. And my friend, all of those are wonderful things, but none of them bring salvation. We're trying instead of trusting. See, this is, I believe, the fall of Christendom today is we don't see ourselves as the sinners that we truly are. I don't expect you to shout about this. Don't even expect you to agree with me. But I'm telling you, when I look at what I am by nature, what I am by choice, and what I am by practice without the blood of Jesus Christ, I can, as I said in Sunday school, I cannot find one thing that God would have looked upon me and said, I'll redeem that. But I'm glad in this way that he established, he said, those who sometimes were far off have been made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ. I was left outside of the economy of God. Heaven was heaven. Jesus was the Son of God. Everything in heaven was perfect, but it meant nothing to me till Jesus came and died on the cross and come out there and said, whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. I'm telling you today, wretched sinners that was saved by a precious God. It's hard to hold your head up and look down at all them others when you see what you are. Ain't that right? Ephesians tells us it's by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Grace is an unmerited favor. If you're saved today, and you're in this way today, it's because you got in the very same way they did over there in Acts when Peter preached to the Gentiles. It's repentance towards God. It's a change of mind, a change of direction, a change of thinking. It's a change of walk. My friend, it's repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll take what he did at Calvary when he paid my sin debt and make me a subject for another country. I'm telling you today, hey, this is still the way. Try to come up any other way, you'll be as a thief and a robber. See, there's a little girl over here that means a whole lot to Greg. And see, they think that baby's just as precious as mine. I don't know why they think that. But they do. Ain't that right? But see, they've got... I'm trying to explain to you why God loves me. You may look at me and say, how can anybody love that? How did Tracy think that home with her? But I'm telling you what, they swan in heaven. Every now and then he gets up off his seat and said, that's mine. That's one of mine down there. This is the way. I got in the way as a kid. I'm still in the way. I'm still promoting the way. Why? Because this is the way. If my young'un gets it, she'll get it in the way. She's going to have to come to repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's not many ways to salvation. No. There's one. And you know, listen, church, you're better off to have one saved ride a year than you are to confuse a bunch of folks and make them a fourfold child of hell. There's a lot of folks that's come down and somebody has told them their condition. I've lived with my wife 33 years in September, and I've seen the fruits of her labor. And I've seen what she is, but I can't tell her condition with God. I can tell her how I see her, but I can't tell her how God looks upon her today. My friend, that's not a thing. That precious daughter of mine has got my precious grandbaby. There's nothing in my eye that looks any better than them. But my friend, I can't tell them their condition. They'll have to find out if they're in the way. But this much I know. He said you'll know a tree by the fruit it bears. My friend, he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you have been with Jesus, it is a radical change in your life. This way don't just turn your steps a little. This way turns you completely right.
Amen.
It don't divert your path. It completely turns your path. A 180 change. That's right. You're headed this way, then you're headed that way. You're headed to hell, and you're headed to hell. See, this way will make you love the Lord. Because you know, see, I don't see how anybody couldn't love the Lord. I couldn't understand why anybody wouldn't want to love the Lord. But now something about loving him, when you get close to him, he turns the lights on. You're no longer walking in darkness, but you begin to walk in light. And this way is not a dark way. It's not a way of not knowing and not knowing what's right and wrong. He turns the light on. And listen, I'm going to tell you something else. When you get saved, God begins to do a work in you that man can't do. He said, I'll take my words and I'll take my ways. And said, I'll put it in their heart and I'll put it in their head. You'll not only think it's right, you'll know it's right, you'll feel it's right, you'll walk right, you'll talk right, you'll live right, you want to be right, and then you want to be around people that are right. He said this is a narrow way. It's a straight gate. That straight, S-T-R-I-T, it's just a little bitty gate to get in, and the way is narrow. He didn't say the way was straight. He said it was narrow because it's got some winds and turns in it. But this much I found. He said it never leave me. It never forsake me. This way has one destination. When I got saved, the Bible tells me I was translated into the kingdom. What's that?
Amen.
I don't think you heard what I said. When you got saved, I'm talking about when the Holy Ghost moved down inside of you, your eternal destiny. Hey, at that moment, at that second, there's a translation took place. Sin can't ever abide in that no more. Why? Everybody that's in this way has something perfect inside of them. Says we can't enter into condemnation. You can't be justified and on your way to condemnation at the same time. They both legal terms. Judge condemns you to death. That's your sentence. But then if somebody comes along and justifies you, it's just like that judge didn't ever condemn you. That's right. And listen, this way, you'll think about that every now and then. You may think about that one day when you're pushing your groceries around in the grocery store. You finally get a hold of what justification is and how that when you got saved, your case come up before God in the ramparts of glory. And my friend, the old accuser said he's guilty. How about the Son said forgiven, and down came the gavel. Justified in my sight. I'm telling you today, we got a picture of that in the safe cities, the cities of refuge over there. Those accusers could come outside the gate, they could accuse and accuse, but as long as the high priest was alive, they're safe inside the city. I'm glad today, as long as my high priest is alive, I'm safe in the city of God. Why? Because I sought refuge in this way. I gotta quit. There is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. This way will lead you towards the Spirit and away from the flesh. We're living in a day and time. This is folks' extent and knowledge of the Bible in most Baptist churches is don't judge me. What you are admitting to right then is I'm living like the devil and I don't want to hear about it. Why don't you just be honest and say that? Don't say don't judge me. Say God's already judged me. He's weighed me in the balance and found me wanting. But I don't want to hear about it. And I'm going to tell you something. I've heard people brag, well, only God can judge me. You better hope you've got somebody there as an advocate when that happens. But God's not going to judge you. He said they turned that all over to the Son. Now, Walk up there and tell him why you're living in sin. And look at what he went through to get to Calvary. Look what he went through on Calvary. Look how he's done everything he could to deliver you from sin.
Amen.
Oh man, now are inexcusable.
Yes. Amen.
See, this way, one man wants to die after this judgment. All stand before the judgment seat of Christ. I'm not going to argue, but I know this. He said we had an intercessor. He said we have an advocate. This way, you'll never face judgment alone.
Amen.
Aren't you glad of that?
Amen.
Aren't you glad? Before you say only God can judge me, you better be careful. He may have judged you already. What do you mean? That book is full of judgment. What he's already said is wrong, you better leave it alone. This is the way.
Yes.
I don't know about y'all, but that singing this morning kind of done something for me. See, that's not singing of this world. Folks got to looking past this world singing about another world.
Right.
See, when you get in the way, every now and then you'll get plumb out of this way.
Yeah.
The Bible said it'd be peculiar. Now that don't mean oddballs.
No.
But the flesh can't know the things of the Spirit. Right. See, there's a world full of people can't understand why I get so excited about being saved. But to see, they don't know how lost I was. And they don't know what I'd be today if God wasn't dealing with me.
Amen.
I'm a preacher being honest with you this morning. I haven't conquered it all. I'm still fighting my battles every day.
Sure.
You say, well, I've got it all under control. Get out here on 431, go to Gunnersville. Don't get upset with nobody before you get there if you got your flesh in such good shape. That's the flesh, is it not? Listen, all right, when you get home this afternoon, instead of eating all you want, just eat what you should eat. I can say that because I got this. I'm telling you, we need to get this in this way and quit, my friend, trying to convince everybody that everything's okay and say this is a narrow way. And few be there that find. I wonder this morning, they went after the way of Cain. One other thing, he changed persuasion for persecution. When Cain saw that Abel's sacrifice was pleasing to God, now here Cain, he was too refined to kill a lamb, but he didn't have a problem killing Abel. How many folks in our land have went the way of Cain?
Yes.
Why, you run over a dog out here on the highway, somebody's little feces, and they'll go crazy. It's a dog. I don't care what you think of it, it's still a dog. Call it your baby, call it whatever you want to, it's still a dog. It's a dog. And there's folks that get more upset about what happens to them. They don't think one thing about these murder mills for the killing babies. These were made in the image of God. See, this way, and see, that they can't understand why you get so upset about the babies and I don't get tore up about the dogs. I mean, I don't believe they ought to be mistreated. But man, when they get run over, when they're a dog.
Right.
But every time a person, life, there is an eternal soul in every individual.
Amen.
And I don't know how you feel about it, but these murder mills, They may be killing them in the womb, but they ain't taking that soul out of them. I believe that. See, we live in a day and time where we're the ones that's crazy for feeling that way. I'm going to be personal one more time. I'm fixing to shut down. I know it's 12 o'clock and everybody needs to go in. But before that baby was born, a few weeks before, we went to one of those 4D imaging. They began to show me what my daughter was carrying. And she did some of the very same things in the womb that she does. We couldn't hardly see her face because she kept putting her hands up. You can't swaddle that one. She'll go crazy on it because she got to get them hands up around her face. See, we have made that. They're saying you take them and birth them, everything but the head, and kill them, and there's nothing to it. We've left that which is reasonable. But this way will never let your mind think that that is okay. There's no way that you can read Jeremiah where he told him, "I formed thee in the womb. I knew you. You was part of it." When Elizabeth went to visit Mary and John leaped in the womb because her Savior was there. I'm telling you today, you cannot be part of this way and part of that way. This is the way. Jesus said, "I am the way." Which way are you following today? Have you went after the ways of Cain? Where you're justifying everything that's ungodly? Or have you been born again? There's but one way in this way. You got to be born in it. You know what the book says? This course in John 3. He told Nicodemus, "You must be born again." You must. Let me ask you this morning. You've hung around it. You've been around the way. But are you in the way? There's a great difference. There's a lot of folks in the churches that have been around worship, but they've never worshiped. Some of them sitting here. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. You've been around worship, but you've never worshiped. You'll never worship till you get something inside of you to worship about. You'll never worship Him fully till you see yourself as so far away from Him and unreachable until He came to you. As they come with a verse of invitation, hymn.